Well, obviously, Coach Copes brought you to McCook, Nebraska. Is this your first time ever here in McCook, Nebraska?
It is, yep. I've never been here before. We play at Hayes, we play at Kearney, so I've been in the area, just not McCook.
Sure. What'd you think of McCook Community College and your kind of your one-day setter camp? What'd you think?
It was good. I feel like it's a very close community. I thought that there was a good showing for camp, and the gym is obviously a beautiful space.
You had various ages of girls here for this one. What was the one thing in the one day? You worked all day. I mean, you had some long sessions. What did you got to really hit on today?
I think primarily rhythm. So finding our rhythm as setters, and then just working on all aspects of the game, serving, defense, and then running an offense.
There is a lot. You know, the setter is the quarterback on the floor. A lot to be in a setter, isn't there?
Yeah, we could work on setting all day, every day for a year, and you'd still need to practice more.
Mm-hmm. What about your rest of your summer schedule? Do you do this at other locations, or is this the one location? Or I take it you probably have some back home too, don't you?
Yeah, we have several camps at Missouri Southern. Haley and I played together, Coach Cobza and I played together at SWASU. So anytime we can collaborate, it's always a good opportunity to share our knowledge with one another. And to do a setter camp like this in this area was perfect.
So it's a chance for you right now to really roast her on a story that we all want to hear about. There's got to be one out there that everybody would love to hear about, right?
I would never do that to my teammate. Are you kidding me?
I bet she'd do it to you, though.
No way. No way. I always thought Cobza was one of the best teammates we ever had on the floor. You know, she made us all better and was the first person to support us. And I think that's what she does here at McCook is have a heart for volleyball, a heart for people. And she shares that. And it's why the program is what it is.
That's terrific. How long have you been there now?
6 seasons.
All right. Yeah. You feel like the program is in your 6 years, going on year seven now, I take it? It's going the right direction?
This will be season number six this fall. Yeah, we started trending in a good direction, and then COVID happened, and it didn't suit us very well. But we're back trending in a positive direction, so I'll be curious to see what we can piece together this season.
Are you getting the itch for volleyball for that season to start? I know you probably enjoy your summers, but you're starting to get that itch a little bit?
Yeah, the curiosity. As you get closer and closer, you start thinking about the pieces you have coming in, the pieces you have returning, the work that the girls are putting in, and you just are starting to get curious of what does Missouri Southern look like in 2023?
And how, as far as returnings back, do you have a lot coming back?
We return all of our kills. Mm-hmm. We lose some leadership in both our middle blocker position, our libero position, and our setter position. Mm-hmm. So those are all very important, but we're glad to return our third contact.
Mm-hmm. Recruiting class coming in pretty good?
Yeah, we have 10 coming in, 5 transfers, 5 freshmen, so it'll be a good balance. Some decorated players, so hopefully we can become one.
Challenging schedule, and I take it a very tough conference as well, right?
Sure. We play in the MIAA, so we play, you know, 11 schools are in the MIAA. 5 or 6 are ranked in the top 25 every year, so it is absolutely a juggernaut of a great schedule.
Dogfight, whether it's at your place or their place, road and away, it's a dogfight all the time, isn't it?
Yes, and it's great volleyball, and it's great fun.
You bet. I tell you, you love the game. This is what your livelihood's all about, and this is what you love. You love coaching, right?
I love it. I love sharing the game with people, and to do that anywhere, I'm open to it.